Blog Talk Radio.
I'd been singing at a jazz concert, and I thought that as an encore I could sing the Lord's Prayer. I really don't know why, but the atmosphere seemed just right. At first there were a few titters and whispers from the audience, but then I realized something was happening, and they became absolutely still. You could have heard a pin drop.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
all down for morning town, many miles.
All right. And since you couldn't hear it, I'll do it again. The Lord's Prayer was done by Judas Durham, who was the lead singer for the Seekers. And the song we just heard was the Seekers as well. She was born July 3rd, 1943, and she died just this past August 5th, just a few days ago. She was an Australian singer, songwriter, and musician, and she became the lead singer of The Seekers, who was an Australian popular folk music group, in 1963. With the group, she performed songs like Georgia Girl, Never Find Another You, The Carnival Is Over, and A World of Our Own. Those are just some of the Seekers' songs. In 1967, the Seekers were named the Australians of the Year, which made them the only group to be awarded this honor. Durham left the group in 1968, and in 2015, she was named Victorian of the Year for services to music. So she continued in music after she left the Seekers. She was born in Essendon, which is a suburb of Melbourne, Victoria. In 1969, she married British pianist Ron Edgeworth in Melbourne. He died in 1994. She died of bronchiectasis. It has something to do with the lungs, you know, the bronchia. Exactly what it is, I don't know, but it is a killer. So on August 5th of this year, we lost her, and she died in Prahran, Melbourne, and she was 79. So during her 79 years, she did a whole lot of stuff for music, and she's missed because now we have nothing of what she did. You know, we have her music, and that's all that's left is her music. So, that being said, we have one more song to play by the Seekers with her singing, and that is Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Not wanting to come up, so I gotta find it another way. Be patient. I know I put it in here. Finding it is a question. Okay, let's see. Let's try it this way. Well, talk is wonderful sometimes, isn't it? First your mic doesn't work, and then it won't find your songs. Okay, here it is. I have no idea why it wouldn't take that. But anyway, Judas Durham, Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
When my way grows drear, Precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, take my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, Precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, Precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night shall draw near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I will stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Okay. And that was Judith Durham, and she has left us as of a few days ago. Bronchiectasis, I don't have any idea what that is, but it must be nasty. Anyway, we heard her doing Precious Lord. I'm going to play Elvis doing Precious Lord. Everybody, please hold on to your hats and don't freak out, okay? Here you go.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on and stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, lead me near. When my life is almost hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious love. through
yeah. I know. We don't need to say it. We all know. It's okay. I'm going to read some scripture now from James, starting in verse 12, chapter 1. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, don't be deceived. My dear brothers and sisters, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word truth, that he might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Okay, guys? Don't blame God. You know, everybody said, oh, he's testing us. He's trying to see if we're strong. He's giving us a test. No, he isn't. God doesn't do that to us. He allows it to happen. He allows Satan to test us sometimes to see if we're going to sway or fall, change our minds, or decide for that one instance if doing that sin is better than doing what God wants us to. But you know what? It never is, because after we do it, how do you feel? How do you feel after you decide that, well, this one time won't hurt? You feel like, you know you did something you weren't supposed to do. You know you did something that displeased the Lord. And it makes you feel crummy. It really does. God didn't make you do that. God didn't put that in front of you. Satan did. He allowed Satan to do it, but he didn't do it. He is not sending your trials and tribulations. He is there to give you strength, to help you withstand and get through those trials and tribulations. Okay? So don't ever blame God. He's not giving you all the bad stuff in your life. He's allowing it to happen, but he's not giving it to her. He's just not giving it to you. So don't think that, because that hurts him. He is our Father, and it's just like when your children think bad things of you or call you names because they're angry with you, that hurts. Even though you know they don't mean it, it hurts. So don't do that to the Lord. You know, just understand that he's not doing it. Don't be mad at him. You need to withstand it. You need to get past it. And he's going to pat you on the back and say, such a good child. But he's not doing it to you. Okay? Let's remember that. Hey, Sue, how are you doing, baby girl?
I'm pretty good. You doing okay?
Well, yeah. I kind of figured out what was making me cough.
What?
It's because it's causing that fluid at the top of my chest, at the base of my throat. It's this new cooler I've got. It's an evaporative cooler.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so I'm not going to worry about it. It's fine.
That's good.
I laughed when I figured that out. I thought, oh, what are you, fool? You knew that. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness.
So that's all right. We got that one figured out, and it's no big deal. We are not going to let it bother us.
Well,
and if
good.
It does, that's our own fault.
As if
there isn't enough moisture in the air, I've got an evaporative cooler blowing on me that's creating more moisture in the air. I needed that.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. I won't turn into mummy as long as I live here. That's for sure. Oh, well. Because when you turn into a mummy, it's because your face all dries out and your skin all dries out and the moisture is just sucked out of you. And that's how you turn into a mummy. Well, that happens in Arizona. Take my word for it. It does happen in Arizona. But not here.
Oh.
No way.
No. Not there. Not here.
No, not here. This is like San Diego. When I first got to San Diego, when I lived there for a while, I kept backing up and going, what the hey? And I would get the hair dryer out and dry off the sheets before I went to bed because it always felt wet. It took 2 months to get used to that. 2 months.
Huh.
But after that, then it was fine. It just felt normal.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
What?
Let's get back to some gospel music. We've got some good stuff. John sent us some really super good songs today.
Oh, great.
So
great.
Here we've got one called He Is Here. I like that. It's a good reminder. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you're with. God is there with you. And if you ever forget that, just keep in mind that the nanny cams.
Yeah.
You know? God has nanny cams everywhere. Remember that. Hey, you know, you're always under scrutiny. But it's not judgmental scrutiny. If you do something that you shouldn't be doing, he's going to be sad. He's going to be sad. He could cry. But he's not going to be judgmental. That doesn't come for a long time yet. So if you do something and you're sorry for it and you admit that you're sorry for it and you ask forgiveness for it and you try to not do it again, it's okay. That's not going to come into judgment. Keep that in mind, guys. Keep that in mind. All right, here's another really cool song. I like this song. This is called Awesome God by Rich Mullins.
Just putting on the wrist.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
sky, the stars, and the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Now, when you're listening to that at 7 o'clock in the morning, it does get your blood flowing a little bit. Kind of helps you wake up and get geared for the day. Of course, I had already been awake for 2 hours, but hey, you know, my blood wasn't moving. That's just kind of how it goes, you know. Actually, I'd been awake longer than that. I'd been awake since 2 o'clock in the morning. But that's because I went to sleep at 10. So, you know, hey, 4 hours sleep, I'm done. It doesn't make any sense, but most of the time that's how it works. The days of sleeping for 8 hours straight through are gone forever. I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that. All right, here's another absolutely fantastic song. It's the Isaacs, and they're doing something called Through It All.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. My trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word.
I've learned to trust. trust in God.
All right. Through it all, kind of ties into the scripture I read. You know, you can't blame God for anything that's happening. But he's going to be there with you. If Satan's trying you and sending you problems, God's there with you to help you through it.
Right.
He's going to help you through it. That's hard to remember sometimes. But then when good stuff happens, we're always thanking him and praising his name. We need to thank him for the trouble, too, because it teaches us to trust him. It teaches us that he's there to get us through it. So even the troubled times, we need to be thankful for. We need to be thankful for it. You know, and, this treasure all the time that you get that's good. Treasure the time you get with people you love. Treasure that time because it's not infinite. The love is infinite, but the time is not. And you never know when your time with them here on earth is going to be done. So treasure every minute and let them know that you love them. Don't put them up on a pedestal. Just love them. They want the love more than they want to be idolized. They need the love, as we all need that love. I wouldn't want to be up on a pedestal for anybody. I want to be on their level where they can love me, where we can reach out and hug each other, where we can talk and just be together. That's a lot better than having somebody on a pedestal. And, you know, it's not just famous people we put on pedestals. I mean, you know, we could have our grandfather up there because he's such a wonderful and kind and caring, love-filled man, but he didn't want that either. Take my word for it. Grandpas don't want to be on pedestals. No. Nobody really wants to be on a pedestal. It's a lonely, lonely place. Think about it. Think about it. But when God gives you that person to love, you want to keep him down on your level so you can love him. So you can hug that person. Well, you know, him, I'm just saying him as a coverall. It's a her as well. You know, it'd be like me putting Sue up on a pedestal. Hey, Sue, you want to live on a pedestal? Well, I'm glad you laughed because I ain't putting you on one. If I put somebody I love on a pedestal, I can't tease them. I can't have fun with them. I can't be with them because they're out of my reach. I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want that. So don't look for it, Sue. It ain't happening.
I knew you were kidding. I knew that.
I know you knew, but you helped me illustrate, and I thank you for that, honey. That was nice. And the same goes, hey, you know what? While I got y'all here, the same goes with Susan and Carolyn and John. Hey, you know what, honey? No pedestals for any of you. I love you to death, but no pedestals. And I love all the rest of you that are in here, too, but no pedestals. Besides, I wouldn't want you to fall off and hurt yourself. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a very high pedestal to hurt yourself. So no pedestals. Not happening. Okay. I'm going to play Johnny Cash. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, because I do have more than one. How about Wonderful Time Up There? I know I played that before, but I like that song.
Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, you listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one can carry you through. Better get you ready, for I'm telling you why. The Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary and alone and sad. Gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. How you gonna feel about the things he'll say, brother, on that judgment day? Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a-singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, you listen here, my sister, I'm not leaving you out. You're not a preacher, but you sing and shout. Why do you worry if you've been redeemed? Heaven's even better than a miser dream. Think about the trouble, you could save some soul. Tell them what to do to reach a shining goal. Surely you could show them how to find the light and make the whole thing right. Oh, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Tribulations darken the way. That's when you get on your knees and pray. Everybody's gonna have the troubles too. Gotta be careful about the things we do. Going down the valley, going one by one. Gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. When we get to heaven and the promised land, brother, then we'll understand. Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah, brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Yeah, another great one that's not with us anymore. But he didn't have a short life. He lived a good long life, but he ain't here no more.
No, he's not. Bless his heart. He was good. He was very good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was great. And now, I have a song that John sent me by Jake Hess. Does anybody have any kind of clue who Jake Hess was?
Nope.
Well,
what,
let's see here. Huh?
Who was he?
Well, let me tell you who he was, if, as soon as I can get it come up. Come on. Dun, 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 dun. Computers can be very, very slow and frustrating sometimes, you know. It really can. It really can. Okay. And, of course, now it's all weirded out and funky weird. But we're still going to, well, oh, I know what I did. Ding-a-ling-a-dong-dong. Anyway, it's going to have to be real skimpy because I put it in my other computer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's some frustration for you. It's on my desktop, but it's in the other computer. So that doesn't help much. Anyway, Jake Hess was a very good singer. And my gosh, it fascinates me to watch him sing because he just opens his mouth and moves his mouth so much when he sings. It just fascinates me. I don't know why. I think it's kind of weird. But anyway, he's a great singer. He really is. And he sang with Elvis on some of his gospel. And he had a pretty strong influence on Elvis. So, yes, I know, but I'm a redhead. So, you know, we have our moments too, I guess. Anyway, yes, he sang with Elvis on his gospel, and he did influence Elvis's style. So we've got a song by Jake Hess, and we're going to play it. It's called When He Was on the Cross, His Mind Was on Me.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and often slip. I'm just flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday why I say that I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face. Thorns were on his head. Blood was on his precious robe, and it stained it a crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me. Yes, he loved me. He whose glory made the heaven shine. I'm so
very nice voice.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And he did things on his own. Yeah. He didn't rely on Elvis and Elvis fame. He did things on his own. He was an artist of his own right. And I've got somebody else that used to sing with Elvis that I think we all are going to recognize. I'm tempted to not tell you. I'm tempted to just play it, but I won't do that to you. This is a song called There's a Light, and it's the Blackwood Brothers with good old J.D.
He leads me on through the light.
There is the light
shining for me.
Shining just for me.
All along my way.
All along my way.
I can clearly see.
I can clearly see.
I have no fear.
I have no fear.
No, it's dark and dread.
But holler out when he did that. That was just, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, that voice is one of a kind. One of a kind. And
about what I
want. I won't say it will never be duplicated because that's up to God, but he was the only one all the time he was here that could do that like that. And it just makes my heart smile when he does that. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Deep breath. Time to go on to the next song. It's hard to breathe after something like that, you know, because you're smiling so hard that your lungs don't want to work. Oh, my Lord. There are certain other situations that would cause that, but, man, that man's voice, I tell you. All right, here is another song, and this one is, listen to this song, guys. Listen to this song, because it really should touch each and every heart. It really should. It's that strong. There's Hank Locklin singing it. And it's called The Upper Room.
It was getting dark in the evening gloom when the master entered in the upper room. And with him 11 apostles so true. One had turned traitor as the master well knew. The time now had come for God's the great God was given his only dear son to spill out his lifeblood for men of goodwill. the dear kind Christ Jesus would pay Adam's bill.
And while they were dining, the Master took bread, and with a prayer he broke it. And these are the words that he said: This is my body, which is given for you. Eat it in remembrance, for the works that you must do. He then took the cup and gave thanks over it. Said, this is my blood.
This is my blood.
You must drink
everything. It is shed
for the many,
who
will answer the call
to redeem
falling mankind.
We all know the story of the next day. They seized our dear Savior. They mocked him with scorn. How through our Savior the kingdom was born. The pieces of silver did Judas no good. He hung himself as Christ knew he would. Thus the fingers of God wove into life's loom the memorial.
Wow. He's got a way of getting it across, doesn't he?
He really does.
And to have that part of the song spoken with him singing behind it, that's pretty strong.
That's pretty strong.
And it was strong enough to touch each and every heart listening. So I hope you felt it, because that was an important message, you know. And another message I want you all to understand that, let's see, Johnny Cash and the Elvis songs, they are the songs that Elvis didn't do, obviously, and John didn't give me, and an Elvis impersonator didn't do them, or else I'd tell you that. And it's just, they just touch my heart. These songs just really touch my heart. And I'm hoping touching each one of you, because they have a special message. They have a special message. And I really, really want you to understand that message, because it's so important. It's so, so important. And here is... here's one that the kids are singing, okay? John sent this morning with the rest of them. And this is the kids singing. It's from Roar VBS. Yep, R-O-A-R, Roar, as in lion, VBS. And it's called To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory, to God.
I think that's so good. That's one of my favorite versions of that song. That's cool. I think it's fantastic. And you know what, guys? If you stop and think about it, which I was doing during that song, is thinking about all, well, I shouldn't say all, but many, many, many of the celebrities in music. And, you know, there's really no other word for, you know, the people that stand up on that stage in front of us and sing their hearts out for us. Many of them are Christians. They believe in God the Father and Jesus his Son and the Holy Spirit helper. And there's got to be something to that. There's got to be something to that, guys. You think of almost any of those names in the music industry, and they're going to have done some gospel songs. Some more than others, but most of them have done gospel songs. I'm thankful for that. I think that's fantastic. Now, I can't speak to where their hearts are, but they sang the songs. You know, they sang the songs. And, hey, truth be told, there's not a lot of money in singing gospel. You know what? Not really. They did it. And they did it for a reason. Think about what that reason was. You know, just think about what that reason was. And, you know, Elvis was a very spiritual person. We have many spiritual persons as friends on this show. And it says something. It says something. It really does. And each one of us should be doing our part to spread that happiness and that glory, because God just gives you joy. He gives you joy. Share it. That's what it's for. That's what you got it for, is to share it. That's the whole point of being on this earth, is to share God's love and joy until everybody has it. That's a very lofty and a very large mission. But each one of us who belongs to Jesus Christ has been given that task. And it doesn't feel like work. When you're making other people happy, when you're showing them how to be happy, that's not work. So task isn't really the proper word, but share the joy, guys. Even if it's helping someone who is in a motorized wheelchair at the grocery store and they need something off that top shelf, don't just look at them and walk by. Help them. Get that item down for them. You should see the smile on their face when you do. It's wonderful. I love doing that. You should all try it at least once. You'll get something for it, as well as that person who you're helping. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Share it. And there are many, many names that I could name for people that are very, very strong in their commitment to God and to Jesus Christ. They don't need that. They show it in their life and how they relate to people. Be one of those. Be one of those. Okay? Be the kind of person that when people meet you, they say, I want to know that person. Then you've got a way of telling them that God is the one that gave it to you. Inside, so that you could share it with them. Think about that. Just think about that, okay? Think about that. I'm going to play Carlene Davis now, doing One Day at a Time.
One
All right. I like that. Kind of a reggae feeling to one. I've never heard it done that way. Well, when I learned that song, I learned it from Christian Lane. And then I heard Elvis' version. And this is just so totally different and off the wall. It's, I like it. I just like it, you know, but I like reggae. So, hey, you know, just if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't, but I like it. So you're going to get more of it, and that's just how it rolls. Okay. This is Tommy Scott, and this is a, I think they call it Celtic Note, are the ones that are helping to post these. So this is, no, that's true. No, Elvis never did sing One Day at a Time. I'm thinking of something else. It Is No Secret is the one I'm thinking of that Christy Lane did that Elvis did. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But it'd be nice if I get stuff right once in a while. Anyway, this song is by Tommy Scott, and it was posted by Celtic Note, and it's called Gospel Country Kaylee. That's Scott, yeah, because that is, or Irish, take your pick, they both do it. It's spelled C-E-I-L-I-D-H. And they spell things that way in Newfoundland, too. Well, they're of Scottish heritage. So it's, I never did quite get the Gaelic. You know, it doesn't make sense to me, but I love listening to it. But if you listen to it and then you look at it written down, it bears absolutely no resemblance to each other. You'll never figure it out if you try it that way. But I looked this up, and this is pronounced Kaylee. That means dance. That's Scots for dance. So this is Country Kaylee.
In the sweet by and by, we will meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet.
Give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me.
like that. I can see where that could be Scottish.
Yeah.
Scots. I can see that. Yeah. I love it. It's fun. That's the whole point. It's fun. All right. And let's see. I think it's time for some Elvis. Don't you think it's time for some Elvis? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about He Touched Me, takes one and two.
I guess it'll be one.
Never cease to praise him.
Yeah. You just sit and you kind of become mesmerized by it, you know? And it just carries you along. It's wonderful. It's absolutely beautiful. There is no other voice in the world. There just isn't. You know, if you're telling the truth, there's no other voice like that. I doubt if there ever will be. Not unless he gets reincarnated and comes back and sings again. There, I opened my mouth with that one, didn't I? Okay, how about I'm going to walk them golden stairs.
Yeah, also WW0382, take two.
A little different than y'all, otherwise I'll just blend right in.
Yeah, yeah.
Rolling.
There's nothing I can add to that. Nothing I would want to change. That's an ending. And I love it. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. We're going to go back to the songs that John sent us for today now. And this is the first one that I want you to listen to, okay? Don't just let it go by and say, oh, it's a pretty melody, all blah, blah, blah. Listen to it, because it's from one of the Bible stories, and it's something that has a message in it that we need to pay attention to, okay? This is called Wonder What He Wrote in the Sand by Derek Mahaffey. Mahaffey?
She was just a woman of the street. They threw her in shame at Jesus' feet. As they stood there with stones in their hands, he stood and wrote something in the sand. I think he wrote you can always start again. No matter who you are or what you've been, I'll help you if you'll give me your hand. I wonder what he wrote in the sand. They said, Master, she should die for her wrong. He said it. You have no sin, then cast your stone. One by one, they drop them from their hands. At the word, he was writing in the sand. I think he wrote, only love can change a man. So love one another, it's the great command. As he stood there with her life in his hand, I wonder what he wrote in the sand. I wonder what he wrote in the sand.
Yeah, what do you think he wrote? My daughter, you are forgiven. My daughter, you are loved. Go and sin no more. Yeah. I bet. Anyway, okay, here is Tracy Wells, By the Rivers of Babylon.
By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down, yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion.
Thank you.
All right. Now here's one. It's 5 minutes long, but it's worth it. It's a fantastic song, and it's a song that Elvis used to sing at Graceland. And I believe if he had hung around, he would have recorded this. Yeah. It's called "The Anchor Holds," and Lawrence Tuning is singing it.
I have fallen on my knees.
Yes. I think he would have done that one. I really do. I believe that. I believe that. Here's one that John sent me from Marty Robbins called The Master's Call. Even the Cowboys did it.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing, and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me, and left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done, I failed to see the 1,000 head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price, when a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My wicked past unfolded, I thought of wasted years, when another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. And the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
I like that. I have liked that ever since I was a kid. That used to get played about every Friday night at my house. I wish it had been under better circumstances because it's a good song. But at least I heard the song for what it was. I like Marty Robbins. It was good. Yeah, Marty Robbins is good. He's not with us anymore either. It was like 1981, 1982, something like that. Oh, well. Anyway, okay. Ann, I've been skipping out on you with time crunches and everything. So I am going to play your song today. Do I have time? Not really, but I'm going to anyway. So here we go. This is Ann doing In His Time.
All things beautiful.
All right. Very good, Ann. Very good. That was really good. I like it. That was good. I'm glad I decided to go ahead and play that. Okay, next song we've got is the new Scottish hymns called Oh, What a Savior, and John sent this.
Father of goodness and grace, all of your burdens and gifts of praise, come lay them down in this place. For his arm is mighty and his love will endure. His plan is perfect, his victory is sure, and his anger is righteous, but his grace is free. Oh, what a Savior is what a Savior is He. Lift your souls to the Lord your God, Maker of heaven and earth. Sun and moon bow before His throne. Praise Him for all He is worth. For His arm is perfect, His victory
Savior is. Yes, His arm is mighty and His love will endure. His plan is perfect, His victory is sure. And His anger is righteous, but His grace is free. Oh, what a Savior is He. Oh, what a Savior is He.
I like that. That was nice. That was one you could just listen to and relax. You know, that's pretty good. Doesn't wind you up or nothing. But we're going to take care of that. Here's one that is going to wind you up. It's Phil Wickham, and it's John's fault. So, you know where to go with that. Phil Wickham doing This is Amazing Grace. All right, guys. I am out of time, so it's time to say goodnight. It's time to say thank you all for joining me. I hope the music blessed you and gave you some peace and some happiness to start your day with, to start your week with, your week. Your day's almost over. Forget the day. Take this through with you to the next week and smile. Smile at everybody. Lift up their day. Lift up their life. You never know what it could do. You never know. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well. Stay safe. And I'll see you on Tuesday. All right? Good night.
In humble adoration.